friend at the Playboy Comedy is in. What's up, everybody? This is Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy. Today is July 5th, 2012. It is 7:03 p.m. Yo, I'm going to tell you right now, I am super excited. I am so hyped, you know what I'm saying, because this is about to go down, man. Hey, yo, it's my birthday weekend. You understand what I'm saying? I hope everybody had a happy and safe 4th of July, you know what I'm saying? I done got some great calls. Shout out to my main man, V Dollars, man. We had a great time yesterday. Myself, my woman, his lady, Michelle, man. We got out, man. We had the babies together, man. You know what I'm saying? Threw the food on the grill. You know I had to take over the grill. You know what I'm saying? That was that old school thing for the folks that know this. You know what I'm saying? Had some time to spend with you, boy. Y'all know I get down on them flames. You understand what I'm saying? Church, you heard me, boy. So, you know what I'm saying? Had a good time, man. Hot links, ribs, chicken. Got it down yesterday, man. I mean, had a wonderful, wonderful time, man. And that's what it's about, man. Getting together and having good times, good friends, good people, man. It really means a lot, man. And it's fulfilling, you know what I'm saying? Good for the heart and good to the heart, man. So we had a wonderful time yesterday, man. And like I say, I just hope everybody had a good time. And it's always something, man. I saw on the news, and sometimes, man, watching the news can just be so tragic, man. You know, I saw that a young lady got killed yesterday during the 4th of July festivities just watching fireworks, and it was a teenager, man. I didn't get the details, but to that young lady, I want to say, you know, God rest your soul, rest in peace. And you all can imagine, you know, for those of us who have children, sons, daughters, I mean, that's a horrific thing. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know the details, but whatever happened, whoever did whatever, I just know she was shot. I say shame on you, man. And I just pray for the strength of her family, because there's no harder loss. There's no harder loss to ever have to accept than the loss of a child. You know, I pray that nobody has to go through that, but life is to be lived, and these kind of things happen, and it's so hard to just say these things happen, but they do, y'all. They really do, and it's an awful tragedy, and like I said, shout to her. But, yo, let's keep the beat back up, y'all. It's 7:05 p.m. I got a couple calls going to be calling in. A couple people going to be calling in today. My girl Hope Blood, yo, she going to call in, and we're going to just wish this lady a very happy, happy birthday today. I'm going to just give y'all some game on how this thing go, man, and just tell you why. You know, people, like, you know, ask me certain questions about certain people and why this and why that. Well, see, I've been doing comedy for a very long time. Honestly, I started back in 1997, and I like to just give timelines and stuff. You know, a lot of people, you know, big stars and entertainers, you know, they're already there, so they're established, and whatever they deal with, they do. But I like to share my story with people, you know, because I see myself as a people person, and I'm real. You know, God has allowed me to go through so much, the death of my daughter. You know, I've shared with y'all, you know, I was abused as a child, you know, stuff like that by my father, you know, alcoholic, drug addict dude. So these kind of things, you know, when they happen in your life, you have to flip it and make comedy out of tragedy. You know, you got to laugh to keep from crying. You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing, you know. So long story short, if anybody knows the entertainment business or how the game goes, period, and or in general, it's one of those things to where you got to grind, man. Ain't nobody going to give you nothing. You got to grind. You got to show your worth. You got to get out there. You got to hit these stages. And something that I learned a long time ago, and I'm still finding so much to be true, is that it's 90% business and 10% show. Let me say that one more time. It's 90% business and 10% show. That's right, I said it. So what's happening right now for me is I'm learning that I need to handle my business. And speaking of that, man, shout out to Edwanda White, comedian, man. She gave me the most wonderful compliment the other day, you know, was saying how my pictures, you know, how nice they look. And also shout out to everybody that's, you know, see what me and my daughter Deucey got going on. Later on, I'm going to give y'all some updates, you know what I'm saying? Me and Big Deuce got some stuff going on. That's all I'm going to tell you. And right now, I just want to say shout to Tina Graham out in New York, man. Y'all know Tina is our girl, man. That's our girl, man. Tina Graham, you know, again, this young lady is the woman who brought you like the Bernie Mac, Mike Epps, Kevin Hart. I mean, she's the godmother of the comedy game. That's what all of us comics call her, because I'm going to tell you flat out, she made a lot of people famous, and even to top it off, not just making us famous, man, this young lady put a lot of money in our pockets, you know? So, again, like I was saying about Edwina White, I want to get her on the show, so I'm going to work on that, man. Another funny headline and comedian, but yeah, y'all, I'm so many places, but trust me, I'm going to keep it right where it needs to be. Tina Graham just posted about a comedian by the name of Cortez Jackson, and he passed away today. This is some very tragic and awful news. I'm about to repost his picture on my wall. And also, you know, this week, y'all, we also lost Andy Griffin, you know, and I put up, you know, hey, Michael gone, Whitney gone, you know what I mean? Don Cornelius gone, Dick Clark gone, you know, now we lost Andy Griffin. Come on, man, you know, I mean, man, I'm going to tell you what first of all, I have many fond memories. My mother was the biggest Matlock fan I think you guys could ever imagine seeing her. Like, my mama loved her some Matlock. And again, you know, what was so smooth about how he was running game, you know, he had Matlock going, and then at the same time, he was running the Andy Griffin Show in reruns, man. And that was really, truly one of the best shows on TV, man, a wholesome show. And one of the things that I always go back to, you know, Martin Lawrence, you know, black comedians, we know how to soft things up. Martin, when he was doing his stand-up comedy film, he was so crazy. You know, he talked about masturbation, and he was like, man, just sitting back watching Mike Barr, you know. Man, all right. Yo, I had to just get that off my chest, y'all. You know, that was for Andy Griffin. But yeah, with well, I was like, yeah, you know, Shane Bang watching Mayberry. You always will find a show like that is wholesome, is good, is rich. It makes you feel good. It's heartwarming. And I mean, I know it was a time, you know, people say, well, weren't no black people on Mayberry. I'm gonna say this. I can't blame Andy Griffin himself because there wasn't no black people in Mayberry. I'm gonna say flat out, it is what it is. It was what it was. Those were the times we lived in, and I didn't, and you wouldn't expect that. That's like I call, like, with us, you know, a lot of black people, you know, it's crab in a bucket. They feel like because you're doing some things and they're not doing it, then oh, you know, you think you all that. Hey, for the time, it did what it had to do. And major shout out to someone that became not only very wealthy, but a pivotal part in this Hollywood game and structure. Mr. Ron Howard played Opie, man. You know what I'm saying? Little kid, little redhead kid. Now this dude is like Mr. Not to say Hollywood as far as like being this big time actor, man. I mean, come on, man. Ron Howard, man, he rocked Hollywood. You know what I mean? So it kind of puts me in the mind of the Olsen twins. You know, these girls are billionaires already. You know what I mean? So that is why, and that's why it's come to what I'm going to bring to you about my daughter. Yo, I'm going to put it on out there, y'all. Me and my daughter together, ironically, it's a trip, man. We landed something real big. Talked to a major casting agent this week. And let's just say me and my baby are going to be seen, you know, and it's going to be on network television. So, I mean, it's one of those things, man. I mean, I've struggled, y'all. I've worked hard, and I admit that. I've been through the ups, the downs. Man, sometimes I swear to God, y'all, I'm not even going to lie. I felt that I wouldn't make it. But just like when I sent my Comic View tape in, when I sent a tape to BET 5 years in a row to do Comic View, if I wouldn't have sent it in that 6 year, y'all, I wouldn't have got it. You see what I'm saying? When I was going to auditions, you know, I've been in all kind of stuff from God has blessed my career to be able to do film, television, radio, major motion picture, independent film. Yo, I'm across the board with it. But again, here's the thing. It's a lot of auditions that I did that I didn't get the part. But you know what you do? It's the stats game. You got to keep going. You got to keep going. Like I said, it's about that business. You got to be business. You got to keep yourself in shape. You know, the game, the entertainment game, trust me, you know, Trey Love, they got another Trey Love waiting in the wings, just waiting on somebody to mess up. You know what I'm saying? That'd be like, all right, bro, boom, they'll take your spot. That's how it is, man, you know? So I just want to say that, you know, it's been a grind, it's been a struggle, dealing with a lot of different types of personalities, you know, flat out, you know, it's haters in everything in every game, you know, but long as you put God in his perspective place, and you just got to be like cream, you know what I mean? You know that you are going to rise to the top if you just continue to roll. So that's what I've been doing, y'all. I've been stroking, I've been rolling, man, and I'm going to just say flat out, man, the creator has just embraced me and taken me under his wing, and what my baby and I have landed is so amazing. It's so amazing that I'm floored by it, man. And I'm grateful to God that whatever it is they saw in myself and my baby, like I said, y'all gonna see some things. I'm gonna keep it to myself because I'm gonna just let God, you know, deliver this. Let the TV deliver this. Let, you know, a publicist deliver this. Let y'all see what's finna come. So again, there's a lot, you know, things going on. It's a lot that I have to talk about. But before I continue, I'm gonna take a moment and give a shout-out to Mr. Cortez Jackson. We're going to play a song for him. We're going to play a song for Andy Griffin. both of them. And from there, man, we're going to get back down and dirty and chop it up. We don't even have a show topic today. You know, Coco calling in, Coco Bella, you know what I'm saying? Miss Nia Hernandez, she going to call in. I'm going to try to see if I can get Miss Tan to call in. I know Hope calling in and, you know, show her love, y'all. And again, today's show is her show. It's Hope Flood's birthday show. So this show is for her. But again, like I said, with things that come up, it's just like when Mike died. You know, BET changed the whole thing. So right now that, you know, we have a death in the family. And comedy, y'all, is like comedians, you know, a lot of us, you know, some of us may not get along or whatever. And, you know, that's just how things go. But generally, you know, this is still a fraternity. Just like, per se, Michael Jordan didn't get along with Isaiah Thomas, but he wouldn't want to see anything happen to him. You know what I mean? And again, not saying, because I love Cortez. I always, every time I saw him, man, we vibe, you know. But I'm just telling you guys the inner workings, the background of what goes on in the business, you know. It's a competitive and tough business, you know, and that's just part of the background. But again, any of my brothers, man, like when I heard about Todd Lynn passing away, I was truly sad, and Patrice O'Neal passing away, man. These comedians, man, these are my comedians. These are my comic brothers, man. If y'all, some of y'all that know about old school, I wouldn't even say old school. I would say just been around the comedy game for a minute. Myself, Donnell Rollins, and Donnell Rollins from Donnell was on The Wire. He was on The Chappelle Show. Y'all already know him. You know, he and I did a show with a gentleman in North Carolina, a comedian by the name of Birdman some time ago. And Birdman passed away as well. Shout out to Big Daddy Fitz as well. That's another comedian that passed away. Now that I'm sitting and I'm talking about it, I'm thinking about it, man. We've lost a lot of brothers in this that are in this comedy game, and we lost them too soon. So to the brothers that are gone, man, I, again, when you say rest in peace, you know, I wish that to their soul. But one thing about death for me, we all know that it's coming. You know, death is undefeated. You know what I'm saying? Death done beat any and everybody. We all got to deal with it in one way, shape, or form, be it family, be it friends, and eventually, you know, I always say live your life live every day as if it's your last, because one day you're going to be right. So the people that I pray for, the people who I take and hold up in the most highest regards, are the ones who are left without, you know, without that person to go have to bury the person that they truly love. Again, losing my mother, you know, I'm going to just tell you, it's like when you lose your mother, it out of everything and anybody in the world that passes away. And I mean a good stomp down mother, and I'm not taking anything away from anyone else's mother, but my mother was a mama. She wasn't perfect, far from, but she was a mama, and she was my mama, and she cared about me, gave birth to me, loved my daddy draws. That's my homegirl, man. Miss her to death. August 11, 1997 is the day she took her last breath. And mama, just know that, you know, hey, I'm doing everything you taught me to do, Ma. I'm riding. You hear me? Mama, I ain't giving up. I ain't stopping. And your granddaughter and your son are getting it. And in your name, Mama, I love you. Rest in peace, Gay Lover Rhett. That was my mother's name. February 21st, 1955 to August 11th, 1997. My mama only lived 42 years, very short but powerful life, man. Black millionaire, female, got it down, man. And I always got a little joke. I say, my mama did a lot of things, but the best thing she ever did was gave birth to me. Whoo, I'm trying to tell you, she the goose that laid the golden egg. So this song is dedicated to her, as well as Mr. Cortez Jackson and all the brothers I just named, all the Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston. I mean, everybody that we lost, man, you know. And for those of us that's here, Let's make sure we band up, man. Let's pray, y'all. Let's put God in his perspective place, which should be first and foremost in our lives. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the power to change the things we can, and the difference, and the wisdom to know the difference, you know? And remember, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you. Cortez Jackson, brother, my comedy brother, rest in peace. This goes out to you.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wait back. I thought we'd get to yesterday. and I'll take with me the memory.
Out to Mr. Cortez Jackson, man. Whew. Comedy brother, rest in peace, man. What we gonna do right now? I'm hitting Tina Graham, y'all, to see if we can, if I can get her to call the radio station now and talk about, you know, Cortez and tell us. I'm typing it now, y'all. Tell us a bit more about Cortez. See if she can call in and tell us what's going on. I just hit her with a sidebar. And feel free to chat with me, y'all. I'm right here on Facebook, Artistically Trey Love. That's the page I'm on right now. Facebook.com, Artistically Trey Love. Yo, you can check me out on Twitter.com, Trey Loveism. And also, you guys, I'm going to tell you something. I think I broke a record. I officially have 5,000. Let me see how many friends I got on this one page. Man, this is crazy, man. I have 5,372 friends on Facebook. Now, you know how they say you can only get 5,000. Hey, look, all I'm going to say is sometimes it seems like people may get rid of their pages. Some people may delete me, and I just kept adding the ones I could until they stopped me. And now, man, I'm up to well over 5,000 on Artistically Trey Love. And that's just a shout-out to my grind and my hustle, and that's a shout-out to all of you for accepting me as your entertainment, you know, as an actor and as a comedian, and to all the people that wish me well, I just want to say thank you, and I'm going to keep going, man. I'm going to push this thing all the way till I can't push it no more, you know, and we're going to jam a little bit, man. You know, we're going to jam a little bit, and I got a call online, man, and we're going to see who calling in, and from there, man, we're going to keep it pushing because I got more to update y'all on, all right? So let's keep it going, y'all.
Screen said caller ID blocked, but for some reason I decided to answer it. On the other end was a French accent. He told me we needed to rap quick, cause he had did some bad shit and would be gone for years. I'm spending these last 2 days with his mama and his kids. When he spoke, I wasn't trying to hear it, cause I knew he was a real good person, and this didn't seem like it was in his spirit. He couldn't believe as much as I couldn't what he had done. He said now it's time for him to turn himself in, for no longer could he run from life, from God. Start thinking, why is doing right so hard? I thought back to when we was in London, cause I knew he was a real good person, and this didn't seem like it was in his spirit. He couldn't believe as much as I couldn't what he had done. He said now it's time for him to turn himself in, for no longer could he run from life, from God. start thinking, why is doing right so hard? I thought back to when we was in London discussing the New Testament and how our lives related to it and how we could make the best of it. My voice became desperate. So I asked him, why you gotta go? He said, you know, turn to Matthew 24. He said, no one knows the hour, nor do they know the day, but the kingdom is near. Don't let anything lead you astray. As long as God is with me, everything will be okay. So right about then, we decided to pray.
Just like in that, make Jesus smoke disperse away.
Yeah, y'all, we started the show off hype, you know, in a decent mood. You know, trying to keep it copacetic, y'all. You know, we have a lot to celebrate. We still have to celebrate, no matter what. Today is Queen of Comedy, Miss Hope Flood's birthday. Now, we're going to have her come on the line and give us yet some more news about another comic that has left this planet. The world's a little less funny today, y'all. But we're going to keep our spirits high. We're going to do the best we can. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shut the music down, and I'm going to give Hope Flood the floor. Please call in 310-861-2317. She would love to hear from you. Call in, give her a happy birthday shout, you know? Before the show is over, y'all, I'm telling you, we're going to bring the light. We're going to bring it back up. But for right now, we got to make sure we don't forget God. Let me say that one more time. We got to make sure we don't forget God. Because believe it, family, he ain't forgetting about you. Just like he ain't forgetting about me. We all have an expiration date. Just like we have a born date, we have an expiration date. And when the Creator decides, come down and call you home, I hope that you're ready. I pray for the souls of the brothers that we've lost. All right, y'all. It's about to go down. We got to bring it up a little bit, and then I know we're going to bring it back down, but we're going to do the best we can to kind of keep it up, yo. Because, you know, we got our girl on the line. It's her birthday, and I can't bring it to the show, you know what I'm saying, with the somber mood, you know, even though she's going to deliver some news. But before she do, y'all, this the whole flood, man. It's her birthday. We got to do it. You know, it's her birthday today.
It's about that time, y'all. Rough Riders. You know, that's long. Eve.
Yo, they want to know.
Handsome Life Radio, Queen of Comedy, my friend, a lady that I love, adore, has blessed and helped me so much and guided my career, man, and just kind of helped me get where I am today, man. I just want to say, man, it's her birthday, so we had to give it to her the way she's supposed to get it. What's up, girl? Happy birthday.
Hey, how are you? You got it all. You got to bring it back up because you got to, you know what we have to understand about death. Like you said, everybody has an expiration date. As sure as you live, you're going to get up out of here. And if you're right with God and everything, it's all good. We don't know what's on the other side, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. It must be great because ain't nobody came back to tell us about it but Jesus Christ.
Hello.
So, right. You know, whatever. He says, I go and prepare a place for you, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. And he said, if it were not true, I would not have told you that. You know what I'm saying, or whatever. And I'm just paraphrasing so everybody can get it and understand, or whatever, you know. And I'm just blessed Today is my birthday, to be 46 years old. I don't, people are like, you tell people how old you are. I'm like, why not? I don't look 46, for one. And for two, I never thought I would make it to be no 46 years old. I thought my mother was going to kill me by the time I was 25, at least. 20. Never thought I would live to be this old. So I'm just grateful, you know, for this. I'm grateful for the gift God has placed in me to be able to give the gift of laughter. And you know what I tell a lot of comedians, Trey, is we don't realize that we are ministers of laughter. And our job, we have a mandate. It is an honor to be a comedian.
Yes.
It is an honor. And we should never take it lightly. When people come into the comedy club, when you're doing your radio show and people tune in, they're tuning in for a reason. They come to the shows for a reason. They want to be entertained, and they want to be taken away, if not but for a few hours, from whatever it is that's going on in their lives. Just like people go to church to get the word and fellowship for the same reason. And so, and I feel like us as comedians, it is our job. I feel like it's our mandate that everybody that walks into the room when we're performing, we make them leave happier than when they came. That's just what I believe. That's just what I believe.
I agree. I totally agree.
You know,
with you. I totally
so when
agree.
I see comedians heckling people, or now you've got a heckler, that's something else. But when I see comedians clown, you know, making audience members upset, you know, or talking about them bad, for one, they don't have no material. They have nothing to say. Because if you have something to say, you ain't got time to be messing with folks. You know, whatever. And number two, I feel like you're not being true to the art form. To me, it's like being a singer, but you a studio singer. You lip syncing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I feel honored to be able to be this and to be able to be a comedian. I'm proud to say that, and proud to be able to say I've been in this business 25 years, and I'm living my dream. I go to places and see things that people only dream of doing and seeing, and I'm just so grateful to God for that, you know. And I don't take it lightly, you know. And with everything that I do, I try to impart a little wisdom that I've learned along the way to some of the up and coming comedians. So one, you don't make the same mistakes that I've made, you know. And why not impart the information? I don't understand why people, you get knowledge, you know, to share, you know. You get blessed to be a blessing. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how I look at it. So I want to say rest in peace to my girl, Yvette Wilson, and Dale from The Partners.
Yes.
We grew up together since second grade.
Wow.
I started Yvette in comedy. I was the first person to put her on stage. We did school plays and talent shows together. We had some awesome teachers. Two white ladies that used to come into the inner city and teach black kids stage. We used to do plays like Bye Bye Birdie and West Side Story and things like that in the hood. You know, these two white ladies would come and teach us real acting and dramatic pieces and things like that. And Yvette was a part of those things, and I was. She helped me get into the drama department in high school when I came. And so I hadn't seen her in years, and then when I saw her in the mall one day, I told her I was doing comedy at a club, and she's like, I want to do comedy. She came over there, I put her on stage, and bam, she took off from there and, you know, went on. I hadn't seen Yvette in 10 years or so. I used to go to the set of the Parkers, and I hadn't seen her in a long time. She had diabetes, so she had to lose a lot of weight to deal with that. She left behind two beautiful daughters that she loved and adored, and so her... And then now my boy Denzel Snipes, he's a brilliant comedian out of Dallas, Texas. They found him dead in his home. He had diabetes. I really believe he probably went into a diabetic coma or something, but we won't know until further notice. And then Cortez Jackson was a friend of mine. I just saw that on Facebook a few minutes ago, you know, whatever. And so, you know, I regret that with Yvette, I hadn't spoken to her or seen her with that. She has stage 4 cervical cancer.
Oof.
And I wish somebody would have called me at stage 1, you know, whatever. And even now, nobody heard of a memorial. We didn't have any information. People were reaching out to me. I didn't know anything. So Miss Laura and I said we would probably just put our own memorial together for her and do something, you know, for her in her honor, give the funds to her children or whatever. And, you know, even though I wished I put on my Facebook page, I wish that I had have held her hand or said whatever when she was alive. You know, we got to tell people that we love them. We think about them, reach out to them. You know, I think about a lot of people. And when I do, I've learned to stop and call them. They ran across your mind for a reason.
Wow. Wow.
You know.
Uh-huh.
And so you stop and call those people. We ain't that busy in our days that we can't stop to call the people that we say we love.
Gotcha.
And care about. You
gotcha.
Know what I'm saying? So that just a word to the wise. When you think about somebody, stop what you're doing or write it down, their name down, whatever it is, and call them. Reach out. If you don't even talk to them on the phone, just drop a message in their voicemail box or something and text them and let them know that you're thinking about them.
You
don't know what people are going through.
And you know, Hope, it's so funny that you say that because even like with your birthday, for example, the way I promote stuff and the way I put stuff out, and I try to show love to people because I lost my mother when she was 42 years old to cancer, to breast cancer, breast and brain cancer. So I totally believe in, and this was back in 1997, and you know what's so ironic, Hope? The same exact year I started comedy, April 12, 1997, my first time on stage, Caroline's Comedy Club, my mother was dead August 11th, 1997, 4 months after the day, 4 months almost to the day after I started stand-up comedy, and ironically, I was doing my acting thing, that was my thing, and my mother said, boy, you silly, you need to do comedy, and I always tell people that comedy is not, I can never replace my mother, but that I say comedy died, my mama died and left me comedy, because ever since she's been gone, I've been on stages around the world, around the nation, and that's the push from her, is that this is what I need to do. So every time I get on a stage, it's her saying, now that's my baby, you know, even though she's not even here. And that's the thing, you know, like I say, I just really believe in giving people the love while they can see it. Don't come to the funeral with all the flowers all laying out.
Right.
Let somebody know what they mean to you today. Let somebody know how much you love them right now. What if somebody would have called Don Cornelius maybe 20 minutes before he did what he did? You know what I mean? Just a simple phone call. Hey, man, I was thinking about you, man. He probably would have had a laugh or something with somebody silly or something, and then, you know, it would have been off his mind. You never know. We probably would still have him today. You know, even though, like you said, Hope, you know, we all going through stuff. We all have an expiration date. But it's just, like I say, right now while we're living in the land of the living, let's love, man, and let's let people know how we feel about them. Let's not let our friends, the people that we care about, and our loved ones get so into a depression and feel so isolated. We got to love each other, man, and that's what I'm about. That's why I do what I do. And, again, that's why even with today's show, shouting you out and showing you all this love, you know, I'm doing it to let you know right now that I love you, that I care for you, and that I thank you for the help that you've given me in my career. And speaking of which, I got somebody on the line that just want to give you a quick happy birthday shout, and then she got to run and do what she's doing, but I'm going to let her go on and do her thing real quick.
Okay.
Sam, what's up with you, girl? Go on and wish Hope a happy birthday, mama.
Hey, Hope, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and hope all is going well with you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for stopping by and taking time out of your busy day to do that. That means so much to me.
No problem at all.
I ain't did nothing all day. I am going to get up and go give me something to eat and maybe go to the movies or something. And I'm just
grateful. All got those days.
Yeah, you know, just a day just to hang, you know, just to do nothing, you know, sometimes you need that.
Oh, yes, definitely need that. Yes, and same to you, Trey Love.
Oh, yeah, you know, mine is coming up. I'm
going
to tell y'all
up.
Something. My birthday is 7/7, right? And I don't like to tell my year because I'm an actor. I honestly hope you can get away with that. You know, she'll comedy. She's like, look, I'm 46. F y'all. See, I have to keep my age a secret because they might need me to play 21. You understand?
Oh,
even though I ain't but 25. You see what I'm saying? But I'm going to say this, though. It's ironic. My boy 50 Cent, shout out to him. His birthday is tomorrow. Me and 50 are one day apart, exactly. And just to show you, and Hope, it's just about life. Me and him, we both of our mothers passed. We both have been shot. And what else do we have in common? And we're one day exactly apart in life. And, again, it's one of those things. You share certain vibes and moments with people. And when I see his intensity as a Cancer, you know, I understand how, you know, people don't understand how sensitive we are. And that's what makes us so
so ignorant too, because we sensitive, and then when you try to step on our heart, we just ignorant as hell. We can't help it.
Yes,
you know
true.
What I'm saying?
It's like, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, people don't like, well, where did that all come from? You was this and that. It's like you push them against that wall, that crab will come out at you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely.
Going down, going down. But, Tan, I'm going to let you get back to what you were doing.
Thank
I know
you
had to appreciate you for calling in. And, y'all, this is one of the co-hosts of the show, her, Jen, Nia Hernandez. You know, like I said, today's show is it's ironic, Hope, that today, even the title of the show is Hope Flood's birthday. So the whole show is dedicated to you. Hey, that's
Thank
how I get down, you know.
Thank
but ironically, y'all, it's just funny how things go. You know, right before the show, you hear about Cortez Jackson. I got Hope on the line, and then here she tells me about Denzel Snipes, and it's like, what? Like, I mean, but don't get me wrong. Like Hope said, we're ministers of laughter, and we're going to keep this thing pushing. We're going to keep it going.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to pray for those brothers' souls and thank them for the laughter that they brought to us. And most of all, I always say this when I talk about death and people that have passed away. It's somebody here right now that is hurting more than what we can imagine, and those are the people
yeah.
I pray for, the ones that are still here and have lost
yeah.
Cortez Jackson, the ones that have lost Denzel Snipes, the one and Yvette Wilson's daughters. Trust me, I know how they feel. And I'm going to say this,
yeah.
and I'm going to give the mic back to Hope. I've heard this before, and it's something that I've personally experienced. When you lose your mother, especially, you know, at a young age, there is a constant cry that you're in for the rest of your life. Whether you know, you see me with a smile on my face, and hey, I'm happy. I admit I'm happy. I mean, God gave me a beautiful, wonderful daughter to love, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
But every time I see my mama picture, you know, sometimes I sit back,
mm-hmm.
think about my childhood, remember sitting on her lap and stuff. I still sit in the tub sometimes by myself, and it's been since 97, 15 years, and I still well up because that was my mama. So
mm-hmm.
when I say that, I'm talking to the people right now, the Yvette Wilson's daughters, Denzel's children, Cortez's children, their families, their loved ones, people that are going to sorely miss them. Because, see, after the funeral, you're going to have all these people, oh, don't worry about it, I got you. I'm going to be there for you. All you got to do is call me. And then guess what, y'all? Let me tell you how this is experience. Oh, I call them motherfuckers. Ain't nobody answer the goddamn phone.
Nobody answer the phone.
Everybody don't care later.
You know?
Everybody
so
went back to their life.
You know, like Tupac says, life goes on. You know what I'm saying? Life goes on, and we gotta keep moving. And my mother died 9 years ago. Diabetes, 56 years old, and I feel her strength, you know, whatever, and I feel her because she was such a strong, very disciplined woman, and I feel that with high integrity and morals, and I feel that strength. I feel her work ethic, you know, was incredible, and I feel all of that, and I was telling someone today, I didn't understand it back then, the things that my mother was trying to instill in me and really beat in me. I didn't understand it then. I just thought she was just so fucking mean to me.
Right. Oh, my God. Believe me, I know.
You know, I was like, she's just so mean to me. Why, you know? And
she's crazy. No.
Yeah, and I
know the feeling.
I totally understand it now, you know, whatever, because she was trying to make me to be my own woman, to be able to stand on my own 2 feet, you know, without the help of any man. Then she taught me that a man... My man was a want, but not a need. You know what I'm saying? I want you, but I don't need you.
Well, all right.
I can pay my rent. I can pay my bills. I can take care of me. And I didn't understand that then, but I totally get it now. And I wish she was here so I could just tell her, I understand, and I thank you. And I, you know, but as a child, you don't understand, you know. And, like, with my son, I have a son, he's 25, and, you know, the things I instill in him, because I still got his ear where he listens. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can still try to tell him some things and impart some wisdom in him, and he still listens to me, and he still does, you know, he does his thing because he's trying to find himself as a man, you know, and I have enabled him long enough, and I got to let him, but I sometimes I just want to fix it all. But if I fix it, then he ain't going to never learn.
That's true.
You know, and as mothers, that's what we do. We, you know, but because we don't want our children to hurt. That's just the bottom line. But we got to let them experience these things for themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard.
Right.
It's very hard. It's so hard.
Well, you know,
Hope,
it's funny, like what you were talking about, and a lot of people, you know, would ask like certain questions about like, you know, life and you know, things that have happened, you know, like what I was instilled with. And it's so funny, we're talking about the mothers that we've lost. And even I have the producer of the comedy show, Shaunice Wells, with Diamond Life Entertainment, she's on the line, and her mother is currently suffering with cancer. Currently. She has her mother right now, but I know she's on the line. I know she's listening. I don't want her to start crying and bring her to tears. But, again, it's one of those things. She's went out and taken pictures with her mother. She has her mother with her. She lives with her mother. She's taking care of her mother. And it's one of those things that, y'all, we just got to, I don't know what it is, Hope, on your birthday. You know what, Hope, is your power. That's what it is. They just got it because it's just something about you and today, your birthday. And just, like I said, the show was supposed to go a certain way, but that Hope flood power, y'all, she did what she do. She flooded in and you know, it is, it's her birthday. And what we're going to do is we're going to flood my cousin, my friend, my confidant, my business partner of Diamond Life Entertainment. We're going to flood her with love today and let her know that she's uplifted. This girl, let me tell you something. I've done a lot of shows in my life. I work with a lot of promoters. I promoted and done my own comedy shows. But this girl right here, I cannot say I've ever known or seen a promoter. One woman, I could put 10 promoters in a room, and this woman by herself can outdo them. I swear, this girl go hard.
Because she's a woman.
Well, all right. Yeah, I like women a lot. So that's because she's a woman. I love it. But I want to share a quick story as a son. You know, rest in peace to you, Mama, for what she instilled in me, y'all. And for those of you who know me and been around me, it's both of you, and even my cousin that's on the line. Imagine me, you know, 10-year-old boy. In the streets playing, figuring it out, playing with my homeboys, you know what I'm saying? We out there in the park just young and wild and listening to Bobby Brown and having a good time because it was our prerogative back then, you know, having a good time. And then one day, I never forget, my mama had on a little, you know, a little kind of, you know, house dress and everything. She had some slides on, and I was young, like I say, about 10 years old, and I got up on a Saturday morning, y'all, ready to hit them streets. And my mama said, wait 1 minute, come here. I was like, what's up? She said, I want to show you a couple of things because you ain't going to always have a woman, but I want to show you how to take care of yourself. My mama took me in that kitchen, y'all, and, boy, we went to boil some grits, put some fat back in that skillet, some bacon, mixed up them eggs. You understand what I'm saying? Open up that oven, put some butter on that toast. Okay, bam, and then you need to know how to do this. Chop up that cabbage, y'all. I'm 10 years old. Chop the cabbage up, baby. Okay, put a little oil in the box. Boom. You know what I'm saying? The boy was doing cabbage. She had me. Okay, this is how you do your chicken. You understand? This is how you do your steak. And then another day, same thing. Come here, boy. It's time for you to start ironing. Got the spray starch. Got the iron. Got me out there, man. That's why when you see Trey, you might see me raggedy sometime. And when you see me raggedy, that's because I want to be raggedy. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Because what she taught me how to do was plug that iron up, turn that sucker up, spray that spray starch on that shirt. You need to be, you know, present yourself. You represent yourself every time you hit the door. When people see you, you're representing yourself. And as your mother, you represent me.
True.
You see what I'm saying? This woman taught me how to iron. She taught me how to cook. She taught me how to clean. She taught me how to take care of myself. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So even the thing that I'm teaching my daughter is the things that I was taught by her. So I just want to say, man, to all you women, to you, Tan, to you, Hope, especially my cousin with her mother, man, I want to say to all you, keep doing what you're doing, man, because it's men like me that are strong today because of sisters like you. So let me open up her mic. I know she got a lot to say. She getting love over there. I hope she ain't crying. But, yeah, everybody, Diamond Life Entertainment, producer of the Trey Love at Flappers Comedy Club, July 8th, 2012, Miss Shaunice Wells is on the line, y'all. What's up, cuz?
First up, Cuzzo, I want to say, you know, thank you for that wonderful intro. And Hope, you know, I don't know, I'm kind of in awe right now because let me just tell y'all something. God is so amazing. Hope, I used to watch you and come home from school and tune into BET's Comic View. I'd be sitting on the floor eating my Cheerios or eating the Apple Jacks, and it's just amazing to me, like, you're headlining the show I'm producing now.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the joke about, you know, somebody, a male's a particular genitalia was so small that, you know, he had to use it on it, and I remember everything that you said. So it just, I mean, first of all, on behalf of myself and Diamond Life Entertainment, we thank you for even, like, doing the show. I mean, Trey and you coming together and us all, like, making that happen that was just, this is God.
You're so
welcome. So I thank
you
for coming.
I'm honored to be a part of it. I'm honored to be a part of it. I really am. I'm honored. I wouldn't have missed it for nothing in the world.
And I'm gonna tell y'all how God works. Me and my cousin talked about a whole year ago. Sat down right there at CJ's and was just sitting out eating and chopping it up about how we was gonna do a show and what we was gonna do and kind of who we could put on the show. And I know exactly how my cousin feels because we've discussed this. When I put out there, you know, hey, I had a couple people, you know, I had a headliner, and Hope said, and you better be talking about me. I swear, I had to stop the presses. For the first time in my career, y'all, I had to be an a-hole. I called a couple of comedians like, hey, dog, I know I told you. I said I was going to book you on my birthday show. For the first time, I had to do that. And, I mean, the thing is, professional comedians understand. There is no, oh, okay, bro, okay, well, I'll catch you on the next show. And it's ironic because I even ran into one of the brothers at a casting recently, and he was like, you know, Trey, yeah, man, I see, you got the thing going. I'm like, look, man, when you got a Hope Flood say, I'm doing your show, I wouldn't even do the show if she told me she was doing the show and needed me to look. I got Hope Flood on the show. So, I mean, it's even just to have you on the show for, I'm going to tell you what it does. It's just like, as a like, say you a rapper, you know, you're an up and coming rapper. What made 50 Cent who he is today? And it's funny, I just was talking about Fifth. What made 50 who he was today? 50 was trying to get attention. He was making so much noise. 50 wasn't nobody till Jay-Z said, I don't give a damn about a 50 Cent. And that's when everybody knew, oh, his name started buzzing. His name started buzzing because once Jay-Z said his name. And this is real stuff. See, I know my boy's history. See, as an entertainer, I study entertainers. I study our backgrounds.
Right.
What did he do to get attention? And when Jay-Z said 50 Cent on a track, all 50 boys, the whole crew, the radio stations, everybody was like, oh, this is it. All he had to do, and it's just ironic, Jay didn't get behind 50 and push his career, but all he did was say his name. And that's why we are enjoying 50 Cent today, because Jay-Z said his name. And as a comedian who's been in the game for quite some time now, to have Hope Flood on my show, it solidifies me. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do a little bragging, just a little bit. When I walk around now, you know, just a little bit. I ain't going to do too much. I'm going to do a little bragging, though. I went to a couple of comedy clubs, right? You know, and like comedians, man, if y'all know comedians, most of us, we pretty much black comedians, they a-holes. You know what I'm saying? What's up, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, haters, right? But I'm going to tell you, I got Hope Flood on my show. Hey, what's up, Trey? Yeah, I see you got Hope. Damn. Oh, yeah, you see that, huh? Last time they saw me, Shawnees, they acted like my breath stank. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
But I'm so sincere. But now that I got Hope Flood on my show, hey, what's up, Trey? And then to follow it up, I see you got Hope. It's like, oh, so I must have brushed my teeth. No, I think that's solidification of knowing that, I mean, it really just gives me so much power. And I can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough for being on this show. And I'm going to tell you.
That's sad that we cannot come together and be more supportive of each other in this business, because it's enough hating as it is. It's enough trying to get to the next level as it is, and for us to not cheer each other on as supporters, it's just crazy. I don't understand that part. I don't understand it.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't either.
Like,
and it goes back to, like, you know, number one, I do want to say, like, you know, none of us are saints, but Hope, I think it goes back to, like, when you have a spiritual foundation with, like, God and the Creator, you know, and you know, like, what's for you is for you. You don't have to hate on anyone else. Matter of fact, you can help push them and lift them up, and God will bless you even more for helping someone else. You know, when it's something called planting seeds. When you plant seeds in soil that's fertile and you water it, it grows, you know.
Absolutely.
So
I mean,
have
I
to
get all
female. More of that.
Absolutely.
You know?
I mean, I'm always been an advocate. I've always been a fighter for comedians. I was one of the first people to start the boycott against Comic View for the 8 years. They gave us $150.
Right.
I was part of that. Me and Cheryl Underwood, we started that boycott. You know, currently I have a group on Facebook called Females in Comedy Association, FICA, and it's for stand-up female comedians. I did the first ever female comedy convention in L.A. in April. I only envisioned 40 girls. I ended up with 77 girls coming from all over the country.
Wow. And they came from around the country for that show.
God.
Y'all should have seen it. Woo! And next year,
eight shows at the J Spot. It was crazy.
Eight shows, and next year, get ready, y'all, because Trey Love will be hosting and be in the celebrity basketball game.
Celebrity basketball,
you know what I'm saying?
Game.
I'm in charge of that. You understand what I'm saying? We get ready for next year. It's gonna go down. I'm gonna be the one in charge of the basketball show. I mean, look at me, the basketball show. I'm gonna see if I can get my boy LeBron to come through. You know what I'm saying? But you know,
cool.
But a celebrity basketball game. Hey, check it out. I got one more post. One more person that called it. See, Hope, you got them calling out the woodworks. They've been texting me all day. I got to wish Hope a happy birthday. Ladies and gentlemen,
so
my co-host online, Miss Nia Hernandez. Nia, you're wide open, baby.
Hey, hey, hey. I just want to wish the Queen of Comedy a very, very happy and blessed birthday. I've been a longtime fan, so I'm honored to be able to send this shout out almost in person.
Thank you so much. Well, I'll see you Sunday, hopefully.
Yes, yes. It's a big party. It's a big party.
Yes,
oh, yeah,
definitely. We hope Clapper has to give us the main room. Okay, that's what I'm going to
You know what, Hope?
Goal.
You know what? I'm going to tell you like this. Miss Shanice Wells can tell y'all about that because we already talked to Flappers, and with the way the numbers are looking, we gonna fill that small room up. They're going to have to move it to the main room. Tell them what's going on with that, Shanice.
Oh.
You know, Barbara and I talked, and first of all, shout out to Barbara Holiday, owner of Flappers Comedy Club, who just she's just awesome. You know, she's just awesome. The venue is beautiful. The food is excellent.
It is.
The drinks are excellent. She's just awesome. So Barbara and I talked, and, you know, I told her, you know, shout out to Jermaine Hanspark also. You know, he's got his own party bus line. He's bringing people from the party bus. It's about to be crazy. But anyway, I talked to Barbara on the phone, and I told her, I said, Barbara, said, we have a party bus coming. I said, we have, like, you know, literally, like, over 120 people that are coming. And so she was like, well, you know, we're probably going to end up just moving it, you know, to the main room. I said,
okay.
Well, that's what it looks like is going to have to go happen because, you know, it's going to be standard room only. And so she's just, you know, she's excited about it. We're excited about it. And, you know, it's just ironic. It's your birthday today, you know, where we're celebrating life and we're talking about people with cancer. This is the whole purpose of why I do what I do. This is the whole purpose why Trey and you do what you do, because in a sense it's kind of like our ministry, even though we, you know, it's cussing sometimes, but that's all right because the Lord knows. But
God,
you know
my heart. God know my heart. He know how. He know I ain't no good. He made me like this.
You
let me.
He
made me just like this.
About it. Yeah, this is the whole point about it. You know, comedy makes people happy. Comedy makes people laugh. You know, we have to live and laugh and be happy while we have a chance. And
yes,
so
we're
just excited. You know, Trey, I could say one thing about him. You know, yes, he's my cousin, and, you know, yes, he's been doing this thing, but Trey told me he was going to come back and get me. You know, I had to connect at Flappers because I had produced a couple shows there, you know, last year with Tony Cosby. Shout out to Tony Cosby also and Stevie Mack. But Trey came back and was like, I'm ready to do this. I said, okay, well, let's make it happen. So, you know, we did the connect, and voila, you know, this is what you get, July.
Well, I want to just show people real quick. I want to give a shout real quick and show people just how God works. When you're in a position and you say to yourself, you know, unselfishly, I want to do this show. No man is an island. I don't care how funny I think I am. I don't care how goddamn cute I think I am. I'm nothing or nobody without the support of
people. And you
don't
think that. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, you know, handsome light, baby. This is the ism. Go to www.traylove.com, and I'm going to tell you something, ladies. You'll be able to see what you need to see how I do what I do. You know what I'm saying? That's that Bill Cosby, John Woodford. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, and when I hit her, y'all, I hit my cousin. And the thing is, again, Hope can attest to this. Comedy, I tell people, 90% business, 10% show. When I went to my cousin and said, hey, I need you to help me with this, and she went to Barbara, not only did we book the club, yo, now I'm represented by Flappers, yo, on the college market. People don't understand. That's major cake. And that's all. It's one of them things. Me and my daughter booked something major. Now I'm managed by Flappers Comedy Club. I mean, that's one. And the thing is, if I wouldn't have gone to Shanice, it would have never happened because I talked to the lady before and told them, yeah, I do. You know, I'm Trey Love. She's like, okay, I remember you. Hey, how you doing? Bye. Next thing I know, I have Shanice work her magic. Now guess what? Trey Love got a real representative out here on the college market, getting ready to get down out here and make me some serious money so I can take care of his baby and the other one that's on the way. I think. I don't know. We'll talk about that later, y'all. Anyway, what we gonna do is get back to this show.
I ain't gonna even hug you no more. I might get pregnant. Okay.
You ain't gonna hug me no more.
I don't know if I am. Okay. Oh no. Deucey gonna have a brother or sister?
Say what?
Deucey gonna have a brother or sister?
Oh, no time soon. Nah, no time soon. In the next 2 years, Deuce gotta grow up a little bit. The thing is, I can't lie. I'm so in love with this little motherfucker. I gotta give her all of me till she at least about two or three grow up, and then we start arguing. Then I have another one.
Oh, she gonna be a daddy's girl. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, she be under me. That's my little partner and a half.
We love
Look,
her.
We ain't got but We ain't got but 1 minute left, and I got a surprise for Tan, y'all. I'm going to play her single today, Spike Tills, y'all, before we get out of here.
Awesome.
I got you uploaded.
You.
See, and if you wouldn't have called in, I wouldn't have played it. I ain't going to even lie. If you wouldn't have keeping it real representative. Yo, before, let me let my girl Nia give, because Nia, you know, I know she had something to do. She called in. Nia, just give some love, you know what I'm saying? Wish me a happy birthday. And, you know, I know you got to sign off. And, y'all, we finna get us going to get out of here. Go ahead, Nia.
Of course, I want to tell you happy birthday, hon. I'm looking forward to the event this weekend. Shout out to everybody else that's out there that supports the show. We love, 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 and appreciate you. And then rest in peace to the two comedians who passed away today and those that we've lost so far this year. It's been a tough year.
Yes, it has. It has.
It's been a rough year, y'all. Denzel Snipes, Cortez Jackson, and Yvette Wilson. Also, let's not forget Andy Griffith, y'all. And before I go, I just want to say to everybody.
Okay, why did they bury Andy Griffith in 3 days? What was that about?
No, they buried him in 5 hours, ho.
What?
5 hours after. See, y'all, the show was almost over. They buried the man 5 hours after he died. He died, but they say the funeral was pre-planned.
What?
So it was obviously something going on, y'all.
Something ain't right.
But something ain't right. I don't know. Somebody needed some money. And look, would you just stop breathing? No, I'm joking, y'all. Y'all got to remember, I'm a comedian. It's a joke. I love Andy Griffith. You understand what I'm saying? But yeah, man, they buried him literally, y'all. This man died, and I just found that out today. This man died, and 5 hours later, like Hope, who were looking for stuff for Yvette with Andy. He died, and 5 hours later, they planted him. People are like, wait, hold on, what?
Is that possible? Is that legal? Can you do that?
Is that legal?
I mean, I'm talking about legal with the land and the law.
It's illegal.
Did they have an autopsy? What? I don't know. Like I said, the man.
The coroner, it take 2 days for the coroner to even come.
Wow.
He was at his reference, so maybe. I wonder what is that a religion? Is that the 5% of it?
Oh,
what is that?
Oh,
God.
Y'all see how we get down
to comedians.
You know
that can't be no black people. Oh, you know that can't
be
no black people.
It takes 3 months to bury a man.
It takes 2 weeks.
Hey, they let
me bury a black person.
I see James Brown was still singing at the Apollo after he died. What a God.
The tragedy with James Brown, they had him in a gold casket with silver shoes on. Now, that's just sad. That's not right. That's not right. They had him out for about 3 weeks in the casket. That's just sad.
And then I heard they didn't bury him at first. The lady, his wife or whatever, wanted him still around the house.
The wife out the house. The kids didn't like the wife, and so she couldn't even come back in the house no more, and get her clothes or nothing. This is horrible.
Oh,
all I'm gonna say is make provisions, y'all. Get a will, get a video,
get some life insurance,
something. You know, let people know how you want to get done, because if not, they'll do you any old way. Come back and say nothing about it.
They'll throw you away. I'm telling you, they'll throw you away. That's
right.
Cool, because, boy, they planted him in 5 hours. 5 hours after that man took his last breath.
Did they know he was going to die?
I think so. I think the funeral should be planned. But, Hope, I'm like you. They didn't even have time to embalm him. You know what I'm saying? They ain't even have time to embalm him. But
you got
to
get a coroner. It takes the coroner's thing take about a day.
Right. To get the death certificate. Everything. Right. No, they weren't playing. They weren't playing. Mm, that
I thought it was 3 days, but it was 5 hours?
No, 5 hours, y'all. Check, hey, Google, y'all, check it out, because it was on the news, it was on the radio. They buried this man. And, hey, I'm glad that, and see, here's the thing. When you die at 86, yeah, we can laugh about it. We can joke about it a little bit, you know, even though, again,
right,
somebody's still going to be hurting.
I mean, he had
tragically
a long, wonderful career. It wasn't like,
exactly,
you know, he died of natural causes and stuff like that or whatever. I mean, it's a part of life. It's like going to the bathroom. It's a, it's what's going to happen, you know, whatever.
This
so my
happen.
Point is that 5 hours?
Five.
Wow. You think he was wanted by the mafia or something? I mean, did they have a service?
You know, he did play Matlock now. You don't know who he got locked up.
Thank
you.
Did they have a service?
I don't. Hey, I heard they had
a
service.
Did they send out one last text message? What happened?
One last. This it. They did one version of the song. Good night.
Wow.
That was it. Yeah, they got him out of
there. That's what I think I want. A 5 hour after that. Yeah, that's what I think I'm going to put that in my. Yeah.
So you want to go and leave. You want to do just like him, go and leave at the same time.
Yeah, come and go at the same time. Yeah.
I tell you what, I want to be like James. Because I'm like JJ, comedian JJ had a joke. He said, I don't want to go to heaven or hell. I want to stay right here. Whatever's happening right here is good
for me. Let me tell you something. You better have it in order, because you think it's expensive living, try dying. You're going to pay to get him out of here, okay?
You think it's expensive living, try dying.
You're going to pay to get up out of here, okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. I don't care if you're being cremated. That's still $750, $2,000.
Just
for that.
On the way out.
Yes, ma'am. You're going to pay to get up out of here.
We're going to go on and wrap this show up again. Before we go, I want to say rest in peace to Denzel Snipes. I want to say rest in peace to Cortez Jackson. I want to say rest in peace to Yvette Wilson. Make sure y'all tune in next week, 7 to 8 p.m. Tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy of Comedy will be in with my co-hosts, Nia Hernandez and Tanisha. And, yo, we're going to get out of here, man. But this has been an exciting show. The show is Hope Flood Show. So when I put this show up, y'all, make sure you know that this is the Hope Flood birthday.
Thank you
show.
So much. Thank you.
Please. Hope that's the least I could do.
That must mean I'm not getting paid on Sunday. That's just what this is. It's all a setup.
Well, on that note,
Shanice.
I love it. She says, Shanice.
Shout out to our sponsors, ICN Studio and JCI Realty Group and the Stevie Mac Radio. We got you, though. We good.
Girl,
I don't even think I'm getting paid on my birthday.
I feel like that's like asking somebody to go to dinner. You know, I have to be a part of this show. It's not just some gas money. If you got some gas money, I'm good. Okay, whatever.
No,
and then Shanice, me and you will produce a show together. Okay, how about that?
Awesome.
Okay.
I mean,
you can't eat lost for words
what.
Right now. I'm a producer show with Hope Flood. I can tell. Yeah. I hear it in you. Like what?
Yeah. Awesome. I got a fabulous concept of a show I want us to do. So
let's make it happen. See, Trey, look at that.
God be moving when you don't think he's moving. And it's funny. We talk about the people that's gone. This is what my mom used to tell me all the time, and now I'm getting it. Mama used to say, son, all you got to do is do right. Don't you worry about what this person's doing. Don't you worry about what that person's doing. Don't you jump in what nobody else is doing. My mama used to always say, you just do right. And that's what it is. Just listening. Mm-hmm. Just listen to what's happening with this radio show right now, y'all. Right in the element of what's going on right now. But we about to shut the show down. And before we go, y'all, stay on the line and listen to this young lady, yo. Tan doing her thing. Tan making it happen. We're going to put, and I'm going to tell you, we're going to got to combine this hip-hop and comedy, because Tan is an actress as well as a rapper. So am I, actor, comedian, rapper.
Uh-huh.
So we going to do more than just a show. I think Diamond Life, we should go ahead and put a hip-hop comedy tour together. You understand what I'm saying, Tan?
Y'all
that sounds
interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, folks.
I'll see y'all on Sunday.
Sunday.
Hope, thank you. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
We love you. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm going to listen to your Tan song, though.
All right, y'all. Here it is. This is called Spike Heels. Tan, do your thing, baby.
way. Your shit lay away. I get it in with my spike heels. Niggas walking by trying to cop a nice meal. I think you need a Sprite chill. I keep it hot, melt the ice out of ice grill. I stop on a step over Emma.
I thought we'd get to zero.
good for even going away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
It's so hard.